Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Welcome to Noise of Carpet. A bit of heckler spray for you. Today we're going to start off immediately with a request for Mia in Brighton. She's going through a bit of a tough time right now. And this song is a gorgeous song by Scottish band Frightened Rabbit. The song's called Old Old Fashioned. And I guess it's about slowing down and reconnecting. Turn off the TV and turn on the radio. Sounds good to me. For Mia in Brighton. Frightened Rabbit, Noise of Carpet.
Oh, turn off the TV, it's killing us, we never speak. There's a radio in the corner, it's dying to make us see. So give me soft, soft static with a human voice. We can both get old-fashioned, put the brakes in these fast, fast wheels. Oh, let's get old-fashioned, back how things used to be. If I get old, old-fashioned, would you get old, old-fashioned with me? In the top drawer, turn off the light so we can see. We will waltz across the carpet. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. So give me the soft, soft static of the open fire and the shuffle of our feet. We can both get old fashioned, do it like they did in 43. Things used to be. If I get old, old fashioned, would you get old, old fashioned with me?
So we're going back to 1995 again today. We're going heading into August of 1995. So most of these records came out in August, were in the airwaves at the time. So August 1995, and maybe some cheating as well. Thank you for listening, Noise of Carpet, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. Start things off in our 1995 quest today. This is Luna, album called Penthouse. Song is called The Double Feature. Thanks for listening.
Shall I tell you once again? again. I didn't change my mind. It changed all by itself. Now they say that I'm unkind. There was nothing I could do. No decision to be made. Little by little, it caught me by surprise.
Stand at the bedroom window, she'd get me to tell her what I saw. I described the houses opposite. The little patch of grass next to the path. The gate with its rotten hinges, forever wedged open, that Dad was always going to fix. She'd stand there quiet for a moment. I thought she was trying to develop the images in her own head. Then she'd say, I can see little twinkly stars, like Christmas tree lights in faraway windows. Rings of brightly coloured rocks floating around orange and mustard planets. I can see huge tiger-striped fishes chasing tiny blue and yellow dashes, all tails and fins and bubbles. I'd look at the grey house opposite and close the curtains. She burned down the house when she was 10. I was away camping with the scout. The fireman said she'd been smoking in bed. The old story, I told her. The cat and her mum died in the flames. Dad took us to stay with our aunt in the country. He went back to London to find us a new house. We never saw him again. On her 13th birthday, she fell down the well in our aunt's garden and broke her head. She'd been drinking heavily. On her recovery, her sight had returned. The fluke was nature, everyone said. That's when she said she'd never been again. I would tell her when she stared at me with her eyes wide and watery, that they reminded me of the well she fell into. She liked it. Never left.
above me. I'm down the well. This is hell. Turn up the heat. If you're the devil, turn up the goddamn heat. You're running, baby, dude, caught in the headlights. Have you ever really faced fear like a butterfly in giant concrete lane? We've got it facing the wrong ways, and the stars aren't there anymore. If I ever get off of this bed, I'll believe in you. I just wanted to be good like the Beatles in Hollywood. Oh, I just wanted to be good, the Beatles in Hollywood. I'm sick of cake, sick of health, of drunken rage. Hey, I can do that straight. Logically, I could reason my way right back to hell. I could medicate myself right into a coma religiously, put my habit indulgently. All the doctors in the town, all the nurses in the institution, all the philosophers in the world, all the priests in the suburbs, can you tell me why the woman hurt? They only had a clue. They convinced you there's no such thing as luck. So you're so fucked up, you need a lawyer to come and stop. I just wanted to be good like the Beatles in Hollywood. Yeah. I just wanted to be good, the Beatles in Hollywood. Yeah, I just wanted to be good, like the Beatles in Hollywood. Yeah, I just wanted to be good, the Beatles in Hollywood.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Yes, do indeed. Thank you for listening. A nice little set of music there. And to let's start at the back here. That's Art Bergman, who was late 70s, early 80s punker here in Vancouver, leading bands like the K-Tells and the Young Canadians. And that's from his release in 1995, What Fresh Hell Is This? That's Beatles in Hollywood, kind of an epic number there. Before that, Yola Tango, as you know, Electro Pura, released the same year. A song called False Alarm. You can feel the Velvet Underground influences on that one. They've got tons of records, and most of them are really good. And they're still going, still touring. Tindersticks before that, sad little song called My Sister from Tindersticks' album, which is number two. The first album was called Tindersticks as well. That's the second one, the blue one. Black and white photo and some blue highlights on it if you're looking at them. I'm starting to remember albums as colors. Like if anyone asks me what song is from what Belle and Sebastian album, I'll just go with yellow or white or green or red. I'm starting to forget the names now. Anyway, Luna starting off that set with Double Feature from Penthouse. As you know, they're still playing as well, I believe. I caught them 4 or 5 years ago, maybe just before COVID, at a small place in Vancouver, and it was fantastic. Lots of classic songs. If you like the jangle, they got it. It's warm in here today. It's the summer. It is actually raining, which is fantastic. We do need it here. It's been raining. I don't know if it's maybe stopped, but it rained pretty hard for quite a few hours last night. So that's great. And hopefully if you need rain where you are, that there's rain on the way and not too much of it. What do we got here? So we're going to move forward. So the next couple of songs refer to a street musician in Chicago named Wesley Willis. He was he would write songs and on his Casio, funny songs, pop culture nuggets. He was diagnosed schizophrenic at some point and lived a pretty tough life, I believe. But he was sort of swept up in this appreciation of outsider music, like him and Daniel Johnson, maybe the East River Pipe Fellow, and Jello Biafra. Is he Dead Kennedys? I think so. And my brother would kill me asking that question. Jello Biafra, music influencer. In the day, put a compilation together of Wesley Willis songs, the Chicago fellow, and that came out in 1995. So we're going to hear a song by him. It might take you back if you're listening to college radio at the time. It was definitely around and pretty hip to be listening to Wesley. And the song before that is a band called Heavy Vegetable, who put out an album called Frisbee with this great, awesome photo of a dog catching a Frisbee midair, which is awesome. And they put out a song called Song for Wesley, and it's about Wesley Willis. So let's listen to that first. This is Heavy Vegetable from California. This is 1995. And then we'll roll into a Wesley Willis song right after, which I think you will recognize. You are listening to Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Song for Wesley.
Song about a man.
Wesley Willis, he is whipping on a mule's ass with a belt.